Just one verse. It's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and it's verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and the verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Therefore, if a man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. My testimony tonight is to the honor and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace. This is my story. To God be the glory. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace. I was brought up in the city of Belfast in a family of six. I had five sisters, and I was the only boy. And I was the child. I was the youngest. And of course, my sister said, oh, you're mommy's boy, you're a spoiled boy. And I'll admit it, I was spoiled. My mother did spoil me. But you know, in those days, friends, my mum and dad weren't saved then. But in the city of Belfast, men and women believed in sending their children out to Sunday school and out to children's meetings. I only hope that was the same today. Because in the city of Belfast, you go to the house and you ask, can your child come to a child's meeting? The parents say, well, do you want to go, son? Do you want to go? But in my day, you were sent out by your parents. And I remember I was brought up in a place called Donegal Pass. And if you know the centre of Belfast at all, Shaftesbury Square, Donegal Pass runs from Shaftesbury Square down to the Ormer Road. And I went along to school, but I hated school. I did not like school. I wanted to get out of school as quickly as I can. And I remember my teacher used to say to me when I left school, the principal said, Gilmore, if you had showed more work rather than sport, you'd have done something in your life. I just did not like school. All I loved was football, and I wanted to become a professional footballer. That was my whole aim in life. I remember we used to, young men after school, we would go and we'd throw our school bags into the house and we would go up to the Botanic Gardens and we would kick football there until dark. Then the next morning we would meet and there was one boy in our class and he was a real brain box. And we would all copy his homework because we wouldn't have had time to do our homework. And I never forget one afternoon our teacher said, you know, I have a wonderful class of boys. I have a wonderful class of boys. Everyone has got the second sum wrong at the same place. So we were all caught on and we all had to stay in. But you know, I couldn't wait to get out of school. But you know, I had a faithful Sunday school teacher, a man called Davy Stewart. And Davy Stewart had seven young men, who sat in his Sunday school class. And in those days, you just kept going up with your same Sunday school teacher. I then was in the boys' brigade, so I would be going to Sunday school on a Sunday. I would be going to children's meetings, and then I would be going to the boys' brigade, and I would go to the boys' brigade Bible class. So I was well churched. But you know, I remember when I became the age of 15, and I, during all the years, that dear man of God saw all those young men come to know the Savior, except me. And I remember approaching Mr. Stewart, and I said, Mr. Stewart, this is my last Sunday at church, or at Sunday school. And he looked, and I can see the tears in his eyes. And he said, Tommy, he said, all these young men have come to know the Lord as their Savior. And Tommy, if you leave today without trusting Christ, my little Sunday school class will have one missing if the Lord would come back again. And you know, my friend, that made me very angry. And I said, Mr. Stewart, I'm as good as any of you. I go to Sunday school. I go to the BB Bible class. I go to the children's meeting. You mean that God's going to turn me out of heaven? That old man of God took God's word and he said to me, Tommy, I want to show you what the Lord thinks. And he turned that verse, all your righteousness are like filthy rags in the sight of a just God. And he said, Tommy, I've one verse to leave with you before you go. And he said, it's my spirit shall not always strive with man. And you know, my friend, I couldn't wait to get out of Sunday school. I couldn't wait to get away from church. I couldn't wait to get away from anything to do with religion. All I wanted to do was go out and enjoy myself in the world. I got a job in J.P. Curry's, the timber merchants. I was a helper to a fitter. And then eventually, my dad always said to me, Tommy, you need to have a trade. So my dad got me a job as an apprentice electrician with a company round the corner. You know, during this time, I got to know some friends in Donegal Pass. And they said to me, Tommy, why do you not come? We're starting up a band called Donegal Pass Defenders Flute Band. I said, I wouldn't have enough puff to blow a flute. And they said, well, sure, you can try playing the side drum. So I started to play the side drum. And I really enjoyed my time in the band. But you know, my one desire was to be a professional footballer. And I remember we had a big job in Cordalls. We were working down in Cordalls. And at lunchtime, all the apprentices, apprentice painters, apprentice whatever trade, would kick football. But I didn't know that the manager of Carrick Rangers Football Club was there. And he spotted me. And he came and he asked me if I would sign for Carrick Rangers. And you know, I near broke his arm because I thought this was great. And you know, that Saturday night, I couldn't wait to get the Ireland Saturday night to see my name, Tommy Gilmore, playing for Carrick Rangers. And I thought I was set. And you and I signed for another team called Distillery, and then I signed for another team called Ards. But you know, that was my life. I really enjoyed the football during the winter. And you know, during the summer, I loved going out playing with the flute band. But you know, I got to know one of the men in the flute band. And he took me round to Sandy Row one night. And he said to me, Tommy, I have to go round to my aunt's house. And will you come in with me? And I said, well, certainly. So I came in. And he introduced me to his cousin. Now, my wife is not with me tonight, so I can tell you a wee story. And brother, don't you tell her. I fancied this woman. And that was the only reason that I went in with my friend. And you called her Eileen. And I went in. And Eileen then said to Tommy, he was called Tommy too, will you not come round to the wee mission? There's a wee mission hall round that I attend. She was a Christian girl. And I said, yes, okay. The only reason I was going was because I was trying to get off with her. So round I went. And, you know, I asked her out. But, of course, her being a Christian, she said to me, Tommy, I'm sorry. There's places you go to that I can't go to. And, you know, when I became a Christian, I understood what she was saying. But, you know, little did I know that that girl and other girls in that little mission hall started to pray for me. They started to pray for me. But you know, one Sunday, I was walking up the city hall, up towards the Belfast City Hall. And in the front of the city hall, there was a gospel open air. And the men were coming forward and they were giving out gospel shots. They were saying, for God so loved the world. They were quoting verses of scripture. What do you think hit me between the eyes? My spirit shall not always strive with man. And you know, everything started to come back that Mr. Stewart told me about. And you know, I stood and I listened and I listened and everything started to come. On the Monday morning, all the apprentices, we used to get at the back of the bus and we used to talk about all the sin that we got up to over the weekend. But you know, there was a different Tommy Gilmore that morning. And the young man said to me, Tommy, what is wrong with you? You're not your same jokey self. You know, my friend, I didn't realize, but I was under deep conviction. Because all I could keep remembering was what Mr. Stewart said, I needed to be saved, and my spirit shall not always strive with man. You know, when it came to lunchtime, I was the first person to lift the ball and go out and play football. I had no interest even playing football. And you know, the young man said to me, Tommy, there's something wrong with you. And this happened all week, right through to Friday. And they said to me, there is something wrong with you. Little did I know that God was dealing with me. In September in 1960, I walked in to my church. It was Great Victoria Street Presbyterian Church. I didn't know what the preacher was preaching about. Matter of fact, the caretaker had to come and tell me that he was locking up the church. All I could think of was, my spirit shall not always strive with man. And you know, I said, I walked out of the church and I said, Lord, Mr. Stewart said, if I call in your name, you'll save me. Lord Jesus, will you save me now? And you know, that night, I trusted the Lord as my Savior. Now, remember what I said? I had five sisters and I didn't have to do anything in the home. My sister's done it all. I walked in that night and my mother was doing the dishes. And I walked up and I lifted the dishcloth, or the, you can see how much I done. It was the drying cloth. And I started to dry the dishes. And my mom looked at me and she said, what is wrong with you? And I says, Mommy, I want to tell you something. Tonight I got saved. And she said, you know, Tommy, that's great. She says, I want to tell you something. She says, your daddy's mother, your granny, was a Christian. And she says, when she heard that I was pregnant with you, she prayed that you would get saved. So even when I was in my mother's womb, my grandmother was praying for me. And you know, I never forget that Monday morning I was going round by Sandy Row, where Eileen and the other girls lived. And I thought I'd call and I knocked the door. And one of their parents came out and I told them that I got saved. And those girls came running out and threw their arms around me and said, it's great that you got saved. But you know, I wanted to do something for the Lord. And I said, Lord, give me something to do. And I started to attend at the open air. And in those days, I played the guitar. And I would play the guitar for somebody singing or somebody else singing. And one night, the person that was leading, it was the Reverend Eric Smith, was leading the meeting. And he said, our brother is going to bring a message and song. And I looked around who the brother was going to sing. It was me. And he stuck the microphone in my mouth. And I can remember what I sung. It was, I'll Fly Away in the Morning. And you know, if I had an opportunity, I would have flew away from that open air because I was so nervous. But you know, what happened then was there was a man came up and I would give him a testimony at the open air. And by then, friends, I read that verse, if a man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, all things became new. I remember going into the manager of the football team and saying, I'll not be back again. Because Tuesday and Thursdays were the nights that we trained. And Tuesdays and Thursdays were nights that I was out singing and taking part. Mr. McMillan was saying about the male witness. But before that, I joined a testimony band called the Livingstones. And we went around taking meetings. I then went to the band and told them that I wouldn't be back again. Of course, they laughed at me and they said, oh, it'll only last a wee while. But you know, my friend, that was way back in the 60s. And the Lord undertook. You know, I had the joy of seeing my mum and father, my father and my mother come to know the Savior. I had the joy of pointing my father to the Savior. I had the joy of seeing all my sisters coming to the Savior. But one sister went to live in America. And she got saved over there. You know, my friend, tonight in this meeting, without Christ, if you get saved, you'll never know what could happen to your family. It could completely transform your family. You know, one of the greatest telephone calls I got the other night was a telephone call from my little grandson. And he said, Granda, I was at the Port of Vogue Free Presbyterian Church children's meeting. And Granda, when I came home, Mommy led me to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's great to see the wee children coming to know the Savior. But you know, my friend, I thank the Lord for a faithful Sunday school teacher, a man of God who showed me that I needed to be saved, a man of God that showed me that I was a guilty, lost sinner on the way to a Christless eternity. I thank God for God's people, those girls and other men that prayed that Tommy Gilmore would be saved. But you know, I've let him down so many times, and he never let me down. I remember I then joined the police. I was made redundant from working as an electrician, and I joined the police. And one night we were involved in a booby trap explosion, and only the Lord protected us. It was a booby trap, and the blast went upwards, and it saved our lives. But one of those policemen that was with us, through that explosion and through witnessing to him, he came to know the Lord as his own and personal Savior. My friend, tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ is a wonderful Savior. You know, we read in the book of Amos. Amos tells us that we need to prepare to meet God. And I would say to you tonight in this meeting, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to prepare to meet God. Because in those days, the children of Israel had turned away from God. They had turned away from the things of God, and they had gone after other gods, and they had left the God of their forefathers. And the word came to Amos, prepare to meet thy God. And my friend, I would say to you tonight, you need to prepare to meet your God. You say to me, Tommy, how can I prepare to meet God? Well, the Bible, people with the world would say you need to go to some theologian. The world would say you would need to go to some great Bible seminary and find. But you know, we find in God's word, the Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father but by me. My friend, I needed to come personally to the Savior. I thought going to Sunday school. I thought going to the children's meetings. I thought going to the BB Bible class that I was saved. That's why I was so angry with Mr. Stewart. I thought I was okay. But you know, I needed to prepare personally. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father but by me. But you know, I needed also to prepare properly. I needed to prepare properly. Because the Bible tells us, for by grace are you saved, through faith. That not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But you know, the third thing I needed to do, I needed to prepare promptly. I needed to prepare promptly. I remember saying to Mr. Stewart, look, I'm only 15 years of age. I want to go out into the world. I want to enjoy myself in the world. I have plenty of time. You know, my friend, I needed to come promptly to the Savior. And I thank the Lord that that gospel open air, that word was given out, my spirit shall not always strive with man. And I thank the Lord that that spirit kept on striving with me for that whole week. But I praise God that I came to him promptly. Oh, friend, tonight, prepare to meet thy God. Prepare to meet him personally. Prepare to meet him properly. Prepare to meet him promptly. Just in closing, I lifted a little book the other day, and it told the story of Dr. John Muir. He was the seaman's missionary in Glasgow. And he went to visit one of the sailors, or one of the seamen who was injured. He was in the Glasgow infirmary. And Dr. Muir said to him, young man, do you know that the Lord is your Savior? And the young man looked at him and he said, sir, I have so many burdens. How can I become a Christian? I am carrying so many burdens. I have sinned so many times. But you know, that dear man of God told him about the Pilgrim's Progress. He told him how Pilgrim came to the cross and the burdens rolled away. And he told the young man, he said, you know, I had many burdens when I was a young man. And he said, when I came to the cross, the burdens rolled away. You know, he said to the young man, you need to trust the Lord as your Savior. And the young man said, yes, I will. And Dr. Moore had the joy of pointing the young man to the Savior. And he looked at him and he says, young man, where's your burdens now? And the young man says, they're rolled away. They're rolled away. You know, Dr. Moore went home and he sat down and he wrote that beautiful hymn that I love singing. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. You may be saying to me tonight, Tommy, you don't know the burdens that I have. My friend, child of God, the Lord Jesus Christ knows your burdens. You might say to me, Tommy, I'd love to get saved tonight, but you don't know how great a sinner I am. The Lord Jesus would never save me. My father told me, many's the time I witnessed to my dad, and my dad said to me, Tommy, I cannot get saved. He says, because I killed so many Germans in the war. And that the old devil was using that against my father. And I was able to show my father that the greatest of all sinners, Paul, was in heaven. And you know, my friend, tonight, your burdens can be rolled away at the cross. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and my burdens rolled away. You know, I praise God tonight for a faithful Sunday school teacher. And could I say tonight, if you are a Sunday school teacher here in this church, pray on for your young people. You don't know how much your influence can work on those young people. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing Davy Stewart. I met his daughter many years ago, and his daughter told me, she says, Tommy, you want to see the smile, in my father's face when I told him that you got saved. You know, the first person I'm looking forward to meeting in heaven is my Savior. But you know, the second one is Davy Stewart, because that man was the man that helped me to come to the Savior. Oh, friend, tonight, as I close, I just would just say, the Lord Jesus Christ is a wonderful Savior. I've failed him so many times, but he has never failed. You know, you just come and trust him as your own and personal Savior, and he'll undertake for you. Amen.